Himself 5,000 years ago as the son of Nanda and Yashoda in the holy place of Vrindavan. He is not like the modern so-called incarnations of God who are voted into office by the ignorant public. Krishna's divinity was displayed from his very birth. The great saints and sages and the timeless Vedic scriptures all
turn it up. You don't want to hear it, turn it down.
Occurrence was not the birth of an ordinary person, but the merciful incarnation of the original person, the supreme personality of God. This is the story of how Krishna displayed his supremacy in his childhood just to increase his devotees' love and to teach a great soul a great lesson. One day, Krishna saw that his father, Nanda Maharaj, was preparing for some kind of sacrifice.
$10 for
although
a new,
he knew what was going on, still he politely asked,
"Here, let me play the drum.
What is this sacrifice you're getting ready for? What is the result of the sacrifice? And for whom are the offerings? Please explain to me what the sacrifice is for."
"Oh, Krishna, you're only a boy of 7 years. This business of demigod worship is too complicated. I don't think you would understand it."
"Please don't keep any secrets from me, Father. Everyone is working hard for something.
It's not nice.
Some people
it's
understand
not nice
their
for the
work
children either.
Come
see this trash is
others
open.
Simply
it's
work
not
without
stitchy.
Knowing what they are doing.
Or hygienic.
The and the person who
is on Wednesday, they're having a special cleanup at lab where they're going to be taking answer. Things off the curb they don't
so
normally take. So is there anything you want to pick?
Well,
how about the bed frame? You want that thrown in there? Or bed frame? Or?
All right, Gopal.
It's back there.
This ceremony
know, maybe
is
we should keep
more
it.
Or less traditional.
Okay. How about my old computer? Is it thrown in there?
And the clouds
I don't know if it can be fixed
it.
Or you know more about
because the rain falls
pretty
so
old,
important
it maybe give it to the blind.
We must show some gratitude.
Why would you do that rather than trash
it? Because
it's not sellable.
Water is very important.
You can see those things that grow
without
stuff
rainwater,
all the time, stuff like that.
We cannot farm.
That computer
by 86. We would not have any fruits or vegetables. And neither would the cows have any fresh grass to eat. Why, they would not be able to produce any milk. Come to think of it, we cannot live if there is no
IBM or what?
As a consequence, we should not give up performing the Indra Puja.
Yeah, so what's the one you have called?
I have an
IBM. What's the one you have in your
hand
called?
IBM. However, almost all computers are IBM. There's only a few macros.
Nanda Maharaj, as an educated gentleman, was well aware that every comfort of life is given to us by someone.
Making a comeback, right?
We should not think everything is just coming by itself. Heat, light, water, air, and so many other necessities are all provided by the powerful administrators of the universe, the demigods. If a person goes to the market and takes something without paying, he is called a thief. Similarly, a person who takes the gifts of the demigods without offering anything in return is a thief. If we take supplies from the agents of God without using them in a healthy way and without showing gratitude, then we become thieves, and we will be punished by the laws of nature. Nanda concluded, explaining to Krishna,
"So you see, Krishna, we are very dependent on Indra, and that is why we are making such elaborate preparations for the Indra Puja.
So we're
going to
have
10
some of these days, eh?
This is no good. I have to spend this world
to make
sure
$6,834 for the month of October.
Day
school gets almost $7,000 a month in tuition.
I see there is a danger that people will become confused,
thinking
that there are many gods.
Total income, $9,439.
I sent demigods forth at the beginning of creation, and they manage the material universe for me. They are my servants, but I am seeing how people may take them to be all in all. Indradev, although only my officer, is getting a little puffed up. He is forgetting his master. I think the time has come to teach him a lesson."
It's easy to understand how Indra could become puffed up. He was the chief.
Can I have something to drink, please?
Yes, please.
Thank you.
Yes, please.
Thank you. $5,000 a month in teacher salaries.
Now my kingdom is secure,
this is hot.
And I am happy. And who wouldn't be in my position? Everyone wants to taste this heavenly happiness.
Utilities. $240 a month for utilities.
And this heavenly nectar.
The rent on that place is,
so much. They come from all over the three worlds for this wonderful drink. They perform sacrifices. They perform great austerities just to come and drink the Soma Rasa with us in our celestial city of gold.
There should be some in there.
And this is just my capital. I am lord of the entire celestial kingdom. I occupy a throne of power.
Very nice, Denise.
Which?
Can I use the back, please, for scratch paper?
But enough of that. I have conquered my enemies.
I will say, if you ever do any like reports or stories or anything like that, we'll these are just
and
like daily
worksheets.
These you'll be getting every day of your life. They actually haven't been doing that so much. I was Pritha mostly, and who else did I have?
Indra felt supreme, but
he
was
intoxicated with pride. Sitting on a high seat beneath a canopy as brilliant as the moon, Indra had forgotten. He was God's right hand, but he was not God.
Very
soon, he would bow down before Lord Krishna, and the magnificent
brown
on his head would touch
the Lord.
Now I can't find the soda! Can you
give her a little soda for
the
Yes, there is.
Krishna knew that he must make Indra angry in order to show her his
cherry.
Concern.
I want the root beer.
Ginger ale.
In such a way as to be sure to offend the god of the rain.
What about the root beer?
Is the root beer gone?
Oh, yes. Let's take them over there. Just a moment, son. Are those the flags?
Yes, but I'm not sure where I put them.
All right. You go over there with him, and they'll help you set them up. Not now, Gopalji. I'm busy.
Maharaj, do you think this will be enough flour?
Well, let's see.
Father, I don't think we should have to perform the Indra Puja.
What?
It's so temporary. We perform the sacrifice now. Indra is pleased and sends rain. But then we just have to start all over again. Next year, at the beginning of the growing season, we will have to go to so much trouble all over again, making another pool for more rain.
But Nandana, one has to keep things in order.
Yes, this is important. But human life must have a higher aim. Although there may be so much business that has to go on in this life, an intelligent person isn't interested in blessings that simply come and go. Beloved rich bosses, whatever one may receive from the demigods is only temporary. We may be sent the rain we need by Indra Devi, health and strength from Surya.
You go save her, right?
Lakshmi Devi may send us money or different kinds of happiness. But how long do these things last?
We don't need a chance.
Even if you become very pleasing in the day and are able to go to the heavenly planet, your long, long life of celestial pleasure will one day end. You will simply have to come back down here again to human birth. You will have to begin all over again, building up your pious favor with the gods.
Krishna is clearly giving the hint here that the same effort made towards satisfying the demigods may be directed towards satisfying him with a better result. The worshipper of the demigods may gain health, wealth, and happiness now and several thousand years of heavenly life later until his luck runs out. But the Supreme Lord is unlimited. His favor is unlimited. His mercy is unlimited. And eternal, blissful life of full knowledge with him is also unlimited.
Anyhow, Father, all of these gods are just body carriers of the Supreme God. He is the soul in the hearts of men and demigods.
Did you shake them? Or
I can see what you're saying, child. And I'm sure you're quite right. But, well, I just don't know what to say. The Indra Puja is a part of our way of life.
My dear Father, Indra is pouring water on the ocean as well as the land. It does not depend on worshiping him. And just see, he is waiting for his puja. Only then can he send rain. He is dependent on your good works to benedict you. If you just do your duties nicely, you will get the results of sacrifices.
The boy has a point, Nandaraja.
I suppose it is true.
Yes,
We used to have so much fun. And we kind of like the same thing.
Buying and selling.
We like nature, and we like
we should make sacrifices,
the water, and we like
the local Brahmins of the province. And the past,
you know, it's funny, and play soccer.
The cows should also be honest.
That is a very good idea, Krishna. And since you feel so strongly about it,
the first time I met her was when we were jumping on the trampoline
later, after the end of
the sacrifice. On
Tuesday. Oh, no, Father. What? Don't delay. The sacrifice for the Brahmins and Govardhan Hill will take
and,
a lot of time.
And I she smiled at me and I smiled at
her. All the things you have already gotten together
for the on Tuesday, at the trampoline, I met her too. And then
all
I asked her if she wanted to come to the creek.
Sacrifice, just as you say.
Just tell us how you want.
We have fun down in the creek. And
yes, what will we need?
Prepare very nice foodstuffs of all descriptions from the grains and ghee collected for the sacrifice. Cook dal, rice,
kora,
puri, all kinds of milk.
I fell in my whole sleep that way.
Sweet balls, sand dead, gula and nada.
Also, I slipped and I sat on a rock, and this whole part here was wet. And he said, I hope it doesn't look like you use the bath.
All the cows and feed them very well. After doing this, give money in charity to the Brahmanas. As for the lower animals, such as the dog, the lower grades of people who are considered untouchable, like the chandalas, they may also be given sumptuous prasadam to eat. After feeding nice grasses to the cows, the sacrifice of Govardhan Puja may immediately begin.
There's nothing else that
this sacrifice
that
will very much satisfy me.
The supreme personality of Godhead Krishna convinced the cowherds to stop the Indra Yajna and begin the Govardhan Puja. This was the first step in his plan to chastise Indra, who was very puffed up at being the supreme controller of the heavenly planet. The honest and simple cowherd men, headed by Nanda Maharaj, accepted Krishna's proposal and carried out everything in detail just as he desired. They performed the Govardhan worship and walked around the hill in respect. To this day, the people of Vrindavan still dress nicely and gather at the foot of Govardhan Hill once a year. They offer worship and circumambulate the hill, leading their cows all around. Nanda Maharaj's cows and those of the other cowherd men were nicely decorated with gold on their horns, embroidered silken wrappers, and silver bells. While the cowherd men circumambulated the hill with the gopis, the milkmaids of Braja also went around Govardhan Hill in bull-driven carts. They were luxuriantly dressed and were chanting the glory of Krishna's name. After the Govardhan Puja, the people of Vrindavan, feeling completely satisfied, returned home. When King Indra realized that the sacrifice offered by the Vrajavasis had been stopped by Krishna, he became furious.
They what? They
Jesus
what?
Just
not
wearing the veil and
the
he's just coming back.
Of these cowards of Vrindavan. They're nothing but inhabitants of the forest. But being infatuated with their friend Krishna, who is nothing but an ordinary human being, they dare to defy the demigods. He's nothing but a child. But by leaving this child, they have enraged me.
Krishna's making Indra angry and is later chastising him is a clear instruction to his devotees that those who are engaged in Krishna consciousness have no need to worship any demigod. Even if it is found that a demigod has become angry, Krishna gives his devotees all protection and they should completely depend on his mercy.
By neglecting the authority of the demigods, Rajvasi shall now suffer the consequences.
Sit, go wash
it. Send the Sambartaka cloud
to
me.
Cloud is the most powerful of your servants.
Mad,
it is invited when there is need.
I can breathe.
I'm needing the service less destructive clouds to punish the people.
I said the Sambartaka cloud!
The
people of Vrindavan have become too fed up with their comfort and riches. They are too blessed in the presence of their tiny friend, Krishna. He is simply talkative. childish and ignorant of the complete situation, although he is thinking himself very advanced in knowledge. Come for Taka!
This money is going to go in my pocket.
I am ordering you and your companion Clouds to go and inundate Vrindavan. Everyone else should be destroyed, along with their cows. What do you mean you're afraid to carry out these orders? You shall go!
Now here, take this.
And I will go too. Riding on my elephant, the great storm before behind.
Oh, this too lies.
And I shall use all of my strength.
Where's the other one?
Punish these offenders from Raj.
There's not a white owl in there. Not a white owl.
What? Yeah, I'm peeling them off. Is this my tape or yours, Pizza?
Yeah,
I remember.
The tape
is that. This. Yeah. Now take care of it. Elijah, here. On your dresser.
Thus ordered by Indradev, all the dangerous clouds appeared over Vrindavan and began pouring water incessantly with all their strength and power. There was constant lightning and thunder, blowing of severe winds and rain falling harder and harder, like a shower of piercing sharp arrows. It was coming as thick as pillars, filling all the lowlands with water. There were high winds and showers of falling blocks of ice.
Help!
Help! The living creature in Vrindavan began to tremble with cold. They all came to Krishna to take shelter at his lotus feet, especially the cows, who bowed down their heads and taking their calves under their bodies went to Krishna as their only source of deliverance. They all prayed to him. Krishna knew that the heavy rains, the huge chunks of ice falling from the sky, and the strong winds were all a deliberate show of anger on Indra's part. He thought to himself,
this demigod, who thinks himself supreme, has shown his great power, but now I will break his pride. I will protect my few devotees of Vrindavan, who are completely under my protection.
Thinking in this way, Lord Krishna immediately picked up the Vrindavan hill with one hand exactly as a child picks up a mushroom from the ground.
My dear beloved
Gopi Bhakti,
you can now safely enter
under Govardhan
Hill and be protected from the storm. Don't be afraid of
the hill.
Funny
song
videos.
Well, before that is where
huge umbrella. Be happy.
There's two of them, same thing.
The inhabitants of Vrindavan and all the cows stayed there under the hill for 1 week without being bothered by hunger or any other discomfort. They were simply astonished to see how Krishna was tirelessly holding up the mountain with the little finger of his left hand. All of the gopis were admiring Krishna's wonderful strength, and Krishna was smiling at the gopis. From gazing on the beautiful young gopis, Krishna's hand began to shake. On seeing Krishna's hand tremble, all the cowherd men became disturbed, and there was a terrible rumbling sound as if the mountain might fall. Everyone began to pray to Krishna for safety. Seeing the cowherd men's anxiety, Lord Balaram was smiling to himself, because he knew Krishna would never let the mountain slip from his hand. So when Krishna saw Balaram smile, he thought Balaram had seen him smiling at the gopis, and he became bashful.
Okay,
the inhabitants of Vrindavan were blinded by their intense, infinite love for him. They always simply thought of him as their own dear child. For instance, when Mother Yasoda saw Krishna holding his Govardhan hill, she began
in a bag with the name on dress.
I just got it.
You got nice to walk in the dirt.
No, these should just be hemmed under. And, just a teeth a little bit.
Well, what, how much an inch is, so I know?
Half an inch.
Half an inch of hem.
Well, then tuck that under so it's sort of square, so it's not raggy, and then to a total of 1 inch.
Mother, you saw that. Actually became
so hard.
So a total of 1 inch.
The shelter of all living entities.
If you tuck it in twice, I'll
probably
tuck
it in twice.
Curly
black hair scattered about.
There's no need to rip out.
When Mother Yasoda noticed that he seemed to be
close enough to get
it, she began to tremble.
Otherwise, it's too thick.
In the fear, Krishna started making different funny faces at his mother, and she became happy and smiled. The cowherd boys of Vrindavan, Krishna's friends, were proud of their friend and his amazing accomplishment. Because of being the Lord's friends, they sometimes think themselves as good as he. So, while they all sit under the umbrella of Govardhan, one of the cowherd boys said, Krishna,
oh,
I put it on the table.
Okay.
Pretty dirty. Pretty dirty,
Jit, you know, you're not going to make it in 10 minutes.
In this way, the cowherd boys showed how close they had become to Krishna. Even to the point
when you clean the floor, don't
sweep
the dirt out of the mud. Okay, I finish you
too. Get on my... I win! Come! Return! All of you! Go back! Go back to my kingdom! Stop your raiding and plundering and go back!
My dear cowherd, now you can leave and take your wine. Cows, valuables, it's all over. The flood is going down and the waters of the river are shrinking and shrinking the bank.
Get these oxen hitched here.
Bring the cows together.
This has to be lifted under the wagon.
Are you going now, Martha? My cow is a ghost shower?
The cowherd
loaded
his belongings on
the outside.
After they had cleared everything out from under the hill,
they
slowly replaced the water.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
All the residents of the valley came to Krishna and embraced him ecstatically. Many of them were from the
Manjari, our mother cousin.
Daddy.
Mother, what's
her name? Manjari.
Bhakti Lata. Bhakti Lata.
And she called her dad Pita and then...
Indra had finally realized a terrible mistake.
Oh,
he was ashamed and embarrassed. Riding on Iravati, the celestial white elephant, Indra met Krishna alone before. When Indra was a Sorabhi cow from the spiritual world, although Indra was wearing a crown as dazzling as the sunshine, he fell down.
She
knew all about Krishna, because Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was
Krishna.
But he had not believed that Krishna could come down and live in Vrindavan among cowherd men. Now he repented, and with folded hands began to offer prayer.
My dear Lord, being full of false prestige, I thought you had offended me by not letting the cowherd men perform the duty. I thought you wanted to enjoy the offerings that were arranged for my puja and were taking my profit in the name of the Govardhan sacrifice. Now, by your grace, I can understand you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead and that you are transcendent to all material forms. If someone thinks that when you come into
the room,
you take on the material qualities of goodness, compassion, and ignorance, the lordship is never touched by the laws of the pure
nature.
My dear Lord, there are many fools like myself who think themselves to be the Supreme Lord or all in all within the universe. You are so merciful that without punishing their offenses, you make a plan to defeat their egotism.
Actually, Krishna had thought about retaliating against Indra's anger by destroying the heavenly kingdom. But when he saw how insignificant the king's head was, he changed his mind. He decided to punish Indra by embarrassing him. Indra could now remember who Krishna was, and he was overflowing.
That's your clean laundry, my dear.
It is?
Yep.
My dear Lord, you are the Supreme Father, the Supreme Spiritual Master, and the Supreme King. For you have every right to chastise wrongdoers, because you are the well-wisher of all the living beings who are just like your sons, disciples, and subjects. O Govinda, by your own desire, you appear auspiciously on the earth planet to chastise the fools who claim to be God. In this world, there is an unending competition for fame and power. Being frustrated in becoming a great leader of society, a foolish person finally claims themselves. There are many fools like me, but when they come to their senses, they engage in your transcendental service of nature. That is the purpose of chastising persons who are envious of you. My Lord, I have made a great offense at your feet. Please excuse me, because I am full of the world. Please bless me, that I cannot be so foolish again. I appeal to you that I am your eternal servant. So please, excuse me.
I stopped your sacrifice to remind you that I am the master. I am the master of all within God as well. All your opulences are due to my mercy. I can show anyone my favor and I can chastise anyone because no one is superior to me. If I find anyone who is overwhelmed by false pride, I take away his riches and power to show him my mercy. Relieved of his material prestige, he becomes a great soul by surrendering unto me. That is his real riches.
So Krishna accepted Indra's apology. The spiritual Saurabhi cow, who had come with Indra, thanked Krishna for protecting the cows during the flood. She called him the master of all mystic power and the super soul of the universe, and then she bathed him in her milk. Indra was bathed in the Ganges water from the trunk of his great elephant. Then many demigods and goddesses appeared on the scene, and they bathed Krishna in Saurabhi milk and Ganges water together. There was a constant shower of flowers from the air. Gandharvas sang the holy name. Celestial maidens danced in joy. Krishna was very pleased with all of them. The cows overflooded the surface of the earth with their ecstatic milk. The waters of the rivers began to flow, giving nourishment to the trees. The trees blossoming with fruits and flowers of different tastes began to pour forth drops of honey. The hills and mountains began to produce potent medicinal herbs and valuable jewels. Lower animals, who are usually dangerous, forgot their envy and became tame. All this happened because of the Lord's being there. And in this way, the matter was nicely and joyfully settled.
robin is such a nice thing. Flowers are always blooming, and there are even various kinds of decorated gear. Birds are chirping, peacocks are dancing and crowing, and bees are always coming around. The cuckoos there sing nicely in five kinds of tunes. Krishna, the reservoir of pleasure, blowing on his flute, accompanied by his elder brother Balaram and all the other cowherd boys and cows, entered the beautiful forest of Vrindavan to enjoy the fruited apple tree.
Hey! Yeah. Look, I'm a deer. No, I'm a frog.
I'm a frog too. I'm a bird. I'm a peacock. Hi-ya! Hi-ya!
I'm the king. No, you're fine.
The summer season in India is not very welcome due to the excessive heat. But the summer in Vrindavan appears just like spring, because Krishna and Balaram, who are the controllers of everything, decided them.
The inhabitants of Vrindavan were never disturbed by the scorching heat of the sun or the high temperature.
Surrounded by sweet breezes, crystal lakes, gentle waves of the Yamuna, the melodious waterfalls and lush scenery, Krishna and his friends engaged in their transcendental pastimes while tending the cow. Lamasura entered the company of all the other cowherd boys, desiring to kidnap both Balaram and Krishna and kill them.
Christmas
Eve. All right. I think that I'm
In order to avoid the company of Krishna, Kalambasura carried Balaram far away into the forest. The demon was undoubtedly very strong and powerful, but he was carrying Balaram, who was compared to a mountain. Therefore, he began to feel the burden, and thus he assumed his real form.
Offering their blessings and congratulations. All the demigods in the heavenly planet became very satisfied and showered flowers on the transcendental body of Lord Balaram. Was sure of success. But he was tricked by Krishna and Balaram, and thus liberated.
Krishna, the red, the bar of flesh.
That's really tough.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
Lord.